This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is November 5th, 2021, show number 337. Wow, unbelievable job numbers. Nick, I mean, the economy is back on track, right?
Yeah, that's what they tell us. The non-farm payroll report was released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There were 531,000 new non-farm payrolls. The non-farm private payrolls actually was 604,000. That's what they tell us. So yeah, things seems to be on the upside. This is really a Goldilocks number. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was just right perfect. It's amazing how that seems to happen. We did have an uptick in wages for the month. Wages were up, I believe, 0.4%. Year over year, I think they're up 4.9%. So we're seeing that. And then you had hospitality and leisure were the strongest areas to recover. So again, Goldilocks job number. It's amazing how that always seems to happen. But especially a week where the Federal Reserve had their interest rate policy decision where they decided to taper earlier. So it's a very interesting dynamic. These markets are very, very overbought here at these levels, though.
All right. Well, we still have got a lot more people out of work than who were out of work before the whole global health issue arose. And I don't see anything changing that. Well, the Fed is going to taper. You would think that precious metal prices would take it on the chin like they did the day before the announcement. And yet, Nick, that's not the case.
Yeah, we have two interesting dynamics taking place. One, bond yields are falling. So you would think if the Fed was going to taper, which they supposedly are starting at the end of this month, $15 billion a month going forward. So that tells us in 8 months they'll be at zero. They will have no more asset purchasing going on. Right now, they're currently doing $120 billion worth of asset purchasing. But we are seeing yields today fall by more than 6 basis points on the 10-year. And gold has held up extraordinarily well. So if you take a look at gold right now, gold futures, they're back above 1800. Silver is acting really, really well. And precious metals are behaving like they want to go higher right now.
Any day where you have gold and silver break whole numbers is an extraordinary bullish day. Now, we've seen how many times? 4 pullbacks from 1800. This one appears to be a little bit different. We've had a 3-day rally. It's not to say it can't pull back again, but it looks like this one's a little bit different.
Well, if you remember, just on the day of the Fed announcement, which was Wednesday, the 3rd of November, gold sold off pretty sharply. It did come back a little bit, but it sold off pretty sharply. Then on Thursday, which was yesterday, we had a very good day for gold. And today, just another outstanding day for gold. Right now, it's trading up almost $20 and sitting at, right around 1813 on the futures. So gold is acting really, really well. I'm very impressed with the short-term action here of what I'm seeing. And again, if you remember what I said a couple of weeks back, I said if gold futures can get above 1810, 1811 on a weekly close, that tells us we're probably looking at a move to 1860, 1870.
And silver, silver's strong as well here.
Silver's acting very, very well today. In fact, we have silver futures up about 0.8%. It's not as strong as the gold move, to be honest, but the pattern is holding up very, very well. Even the weekly chart pattern, it still has work to do. You got to get you have to see silver get above that $25 level. That's a big psychological number. If it can do that, I think silver can break out. You'll see it go back to around 27. I don't see it breaking through there right now. That's going to be your next major resistance point. So we got two hurdles to cross for silver, 25 on a weekly chart close, then silver can work its way up to 27.
All right. Well, that is really interesting, these numbers. Hey, what about Bitcoin?
Well, Bitcoin has been a little bit choppy as of late. Overall, today, it's kind of flat, sitting around 61,000. When I look at the Bitcoin chart, I don't see any real problem out here. What I think it does need to do, though, is consolidate. It's had a massive, massive run, a massive, massive move. And, you know, anytime that happens, you got to put in some sideways action, might even have to pull back a bit. So right now, Bitcoin is still in the consolidation phase. Nothing terrible here. It's sitting right on its 20-day moving average on the daily chart of the futures. So it lives to fight another day, and we'll keep an eye on it. But overall, I don't see any problems here with it yet.
All right. Well, the cryptos have been really hot, and we saw Bitcoin make all new all-time highs again. But I think that's 70,000. We got to see it break that, right?
Yes, yes. That's the next key level, is going to be right around that 70,000 mark. That's going to be your next big whole round resistance point. So markets love whole round numbers. 70,000 obviously is the big number, but I just don't see it set to make that move yet. I think you got to do some more backing and filling first before it can make that next step.
All right. Well, see what happens next here. It's all kind of interesting seeing what's happening, but hey, just go over to inthemoneystocks.com, see how Nick's been beating the average for decades, the averages for decades, and monitor the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Your emails, welcome. Send them off to KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Kerry.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.